Hello and welcome to your journey for spiritual unfoldment. We're going to join together in the prescription for spiritual alignment and focus our energy together. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. We are grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Well, the Easter energy has been coming in. How have you noticed this during this Easter week? Have you had revelations or a sense of heightened awareness? Have things surfaced in your consciousness that have impelled you to move forward on your spiritual journey? In the video we're going to watch, Jane is going to share with us how this Easter energy empowers us as we move forward on our spiritual path. Let's watch and learn about this together.
Happy Easter. Oh, we've been waiting for 40 days for this day to come, and Easter is here. With this new energy, a new vibration, and a new opportunity for all of us to expand our consciousness. I am so excited because we're changing. We're vibrating at a new level. Our consciousness is moving. I am thrilled because we are moving together as a group. We are moving together as a cohesive energy force. Now let me explain that a little better to you. Energy, vibration. We are made up of units of energy. Our whole body temple is a unit of energy and light, power, strength, all the wonderful things that vibrate with this universe. This universe vibrates on a very high level, and we are moving to vibrate in the same vibrational level that all the masters on this planet vibrate on. Do you have any idea what that means? Well, if you don't, I'm going to tell you. So this is the way it goes. You are a unit of vibration and energy. Everybody on this planet, even the stone, is a vibration and energy. A fish, everybody, everything, every animal, everything has a vibration and energy. The moon has a vibration and energy. The sun, wow, we can see that. We know that it vibrates and it shines on us and supports us. Well, the Easter energy that's here upon us, I want to talk to you about how to take advantage of it. And I know you want to take advantage of it because it is a beautiful flow. We have been working for 40 days to prepare our body temple to take on this energy. We have made commitments to our meditations. We have made commitments to read certain things. We have all done certain things in preparation for Easter energy. So, let me talk to you a moment more about the Easter energy. You can see it's super fast. It is very fast and it's potent. It's very potent. And since you are vibrating at a certain energy field, when this super energy comes in, what it does is it pushes us faster. It reveals things to us quicker, and we are able to respond to that subconscious that's below the surface in a more conscious way. So embracing that energy force, and it's a force of energy. It's a powerful force of energy, and it will shake, rattle, and roll your energy field. Now, when I say shake, rattle, and roll, I mean shake, rattle, and roll, and I'm not kidding about this. Because when you come up against that force, and it is a force of energy, it pushes you further and faster. But the good news is, with that force pushing you faster, you're going to be able to process the things you need to process in a quicker way, a faster way, a dynamic way. I need to use a big word here. Yes, it's a hose. I was out in my backyard sprinkling my flowers with my hose, and it trickles along and it sprinkles do 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 do. Well, picture me with my hose, and it was a fire hose. You know, those big things that the power rips through and it puts out flames and makes you safe. Well, this energy is like the fire hose. It's powerful, and it will energize everything in your body temple. I want you to look at this little poster that I have here. This is the energy field, the conscious vibration body temple that you are in. You are in this white light. This white light is shining in and through you. We are a body of light. You are the light of the world. Your light lights your world. And when all the lights get together on the same frequency, so much more happens, because there is this group of like-minded souls moving in consciousness, opening up of the door of their consciousness to take a bigger step in their total awareness. So get ready, because we're moving. We're moving quickly. And all the masters and all the help on this planet and all the out-of-body teachers and all those that have gone before us are supporting us. This is a new vibrational energy that hasn't been on our planet until now. Why? Because we weren't ready for it. We were not ready mentally, emotionally, spiritually, ready for this type of push. We are now. We are now. This is our hour to shine. It is our hour to put ourselves in the flow of the Christ energy. The flow of that. When you're in the Christ energy, what happens is you move faster, quicker, in every aspect of your life. Every aspect, if you are the observer of this. Now, we've been working very hard to become wonderful observers of ourselves. Seeing our patterns, seeing the problems that we make for ourselves, seeing us on the one side of the opposite and then on the other side of the opposite, and trying to take ourselves to that zero point, that point where we are in the now moment rather than in the opposite moment fighting ourselves, or in this other moment where we're happy and euphoric that only lasts for maybe an hour, maybe 6 hours, maybe for 2 days, but it dissipates because it's not real. It is not real. Any more than the horrors of your subconscious on the opposite scale, where you are angry, upset, frustrated. That's just an energy that needs to be dissipated, as well as the good and the bad, because you want to be in the flow, in the constant flow, detached from this third dimensional world that grabs you up and shakes you around and pushes you from one side to the other all day long. You cannot get free from it because it's part of the third dimension. But Christ consciousness, the Christ energy, the higher vibration can support you in moving out of the limitations of the third dimension and the opposites. We can get caught up in the opposites so quickly, and that's why you had to become observer of yourself when you were in the opposites. And we've been practicing this and practicing it and working on it because it's so important that you are able to define yourself in the opposites. That's the only way you're going to get out of them, is to see that, oh, I'm in an opposite, and that opposite is drowning me. Good or bad, it's drowning me. I need to make wise decisions for myself. I can't make any good decisions on either side of the opposites, even for the good, because you're all pumped up. Oh, I can do anything. Or, oh, I can't do a thing. Life is very hard, and there's no way for me to get free. Oh, I am magnificent, and I can do all kinds of wonderful things. I'm going to go out and do something wonderful. And within the hour, you may be right back in the other part of you. No, I can't. It's impossible. How can I get out of this mess I put myself into? Well, there's a way out. There is a way out. And that way out is to recognize that you live in the opposites. Every single moment of the day, you are in an opposite. And it's up to you to decide which side of the opposites you're going to be in. And bring yourself to the now, to that moment in time when you have clear think. You can think clearly about where you are and what you're doing. You have a connection to God. You have a connection that will support you as you move through this process. You are not alone. You have out-of-body teachers that are there for you. You have friends that are on the spiritual journey that are there for you. And this East energy is coming in, and it is going to help you to move. It's going to bring you revelations if you hear, and if you see, and if you use and take the advantage of having those revelations, and not just poo-poo them and say, oh, well, I don't think, did I really hear that? I want you so well equipped to be able to say, yes, I heard this, and yes, I stand on it, and yes, I will do that which is mine to do about it. That's the only way you're going to move, otherwise, you're stuck. You're stuck in the glue. You're stuck in the third dimension. Christ died showing us the way out of the third dimension. Demonstrated to us that the Father and I are one. What is Jesus talking about? What are all the masters talking about? Buddha, all the other great teachers that we've had in the past. What are they saying to us? They're saying that we are God creatures waking up to the infinite possibilities of God consciousness, which lives and has its being in us. But we have to do our part to uncover it. Because if we don't do our part and step up to the plate and say, I am a God being, I want to know more about who I am in God, I'm going to not look and listen to the third dimensional world to tell me who I am, because they're living in a little tiny square themselves, and they're judging you according to their own standards of judgment. What a ridiculous thing that is. What stupidity it is. We let other limited consciousnesses judge us according to their past lives with us, perhaps, where they see us as the evil person that was in their life 600 years ago, or the grand person that was in their lives 1,000 years ago. What is it? Where is the balance scale here? Where is it? It's right here within you. You are your own center of enlightenment. It's Easter. It's Christ died and resurrected to say to you that you don't have to stay stuck in the third dimension, but move into God consciousness. The Father and I are one. Please don't let his sacrifice not help you to see who you are. That's why he sacrificed, so that you would learn that there is a higher power here within yourself that you can pull up and become conscious of. God is in every inch of your body temple. God is every vibration that you are vibrating on. God is beckoning you to wake up to your God consciousness. Wake up, humanity. You are one with God. You are not this limited soul floating around on the third dimension, letting the waves of the world and the ideas of the world push you from one side to the other side and to the other side of the opposites. I empower you to pick up your consciousness in hand and move to the next dimension of your beingness, which is the Christ energy of your beingness. It isn't way out there where you can't reach it. It's right here within you. It is not any further. It's right here. It belongs to you. Wonder if you had a beautiful home that belonged to you, but you never went in it. You lived in the little shack down the road. And every once in a while you walk by and you saw this beautiful house. And you say, oh, that is so beautiful. Oh my goodness, it is so filled with light and I can feel love from that house. I can never have a house like that. I can't ever afford it. But I'll go buy it once a week and love it and pay homage to it. But I can't have it. I'm just a mere mortal. Well, if that's the way you feel about yourself, then you're going to stay looking at the God consciousness of something you never can have. Well, I say walk into that God consciousness and let that God consciousness teach you everything that it is. Infinite consciousness, infinite intelligence. It has a wholly different wavelength. Get my spiritual power tool book and start to use some of those tools. They were created to support you because they were created to help me to move forward, and they helped me immensely. They will take you home to your new consciousness in God. I cover all kinds of information about the God consciousness in that little book. And read it and say, God, show me what I need to see. Show me, show me, show me. Give me the power, the strength, the ability, the eyes, the ears to see. Let me focus on the higher and not the lower. The higher is the other dimensions of being. Pure beingness, pure love, pure energy. Easter is here. Easter is here. Easter is the time for you and for all people to wake up to their higher self. And that's why this Easter energy is coming in so rapidly right now, to support you, to empower you, to love you, and give you the strength, and it does take strength, to move forward, to become all that you are. Please don't waste your life dancing in the opposites. Ask to be taught how to stay in that now moment. Dedicate yourself to find out what that means. I send you my love. I send you my energy of my God consciousness flowing in and through me to you. Waking you up, opening up your eyes, opening up your heart, your intelligence, your intuition. This room is filled with light. Your room is filled with light. See the light. You are a body of light, and I see that light in you, igniting every cell, empowering you, empowering you, for you are your own center for enlightenment. It's yours. Have a wonderful, wonderful Easter. Celebrate it every day of your life. Every day of your life from this day on. I love you with all my heart. And I know what an important journey this is for you. But I also know that you have the power within you to take the steps you need to take on this beautiful Easter day. You have arisen to a higher consciousness. The Christ in you has arisen and will bless your life. And thank you for being a part of my spiritual family, with whom I'm so grateful for. I love you, support you. And I'll see you next week as we journey on with our new energy. Happy Easter.
As we heard, the Easter energy has been coming in all during this week and is reaching a peak of potency, which is pushing us forward on our spiritual journey. Your time of meditation each day is crucial, because what it does is it taps you into the cosmic energy of the Easter week experience. And it is an experience. It can't be intellectualized. It can't be learned even in a church or a Sunday school. It's something that has to be embodied, and it is empowering you to move you forward on your spiritual journey. We want to support you as you go through your spiritual awakening. On Thursday nights, we've got a Thursday night spiritual support gathering in which we support each other on our spiritual journeys. You can bring your questions, you can share your experience, and you can gain energy and awareness from the experiences of the people who are also in this group. The Thursday night spiritual support gathering is at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The link is in your chat room, and it's also found on the website. Also, we have an opportunity to support the Center for Enlightenment as we do this work of the unfoldment of the consciousness of humankind. And so the link is in the chat room and also on the website for your donations. And we're grateful for the contribution that you make to this unfoldment of the consciousness of humanity. We're going to gather this energy now that's coming in so powerfully. Whether you're watching this on Easter or any day, this energy is always present, even though it has a special energy on the holiday. But let's take this time right now to experience this universal energy that is always everywhere present. And even though it may be focused on the Easter day, it's something that not only is always with us, within us, at the deepest level, it is who we are. This Center for Enlightenment is in you. And this energy is the laser beam focus of that center energy, that heart space, that central energy within you. Take this into your being, your awareness. Open your heart and allow yourself to experience this Easter energy. Through your acceptance of it, give your consent, your participation, your eager anticipation of this energy. As you experience yourself in the quiet, of this spiritual space this silent vibration. This powerful yet quiet energy. We are empowered by this universal Easter energy. And we are lifted and propelled by this potent vibration that is giving us a spiritual push forward on our journey. Our hearts are open and our awareness is heightened. And we are grateful for this Easter energy as we move into this wonderful week to come. And we bring ourselves back to the place where we're sitting and the awareness of the room. When we feel present, we can open our eyes. Experience the journey this week with a heightened awareness and a sense of eager anticipation, even a sense of curiosity. And I encourage you to take a little time every day in meditation to keep that channel open as this Easter energy lands and does its wonderful work within you. Bye now.